Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. A moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome. Welcome to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. Yes, I'm your host, and I'm excited to be with you yet another Thursday. Now, we all know Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We want to share victorious testimonies with you so you know you're not alone. So you know that you're not alone in your struggles, that you're not alone in the things that you are going through. Our guests have made it, and so will you. We just come for this short time just to encourage you and let you know that you're not alone. We want you to visit us online at breatheagainmagazine.org. Follow us on Twitter. We're at Breathe Again. And connect with us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/breatheagainmag. And if you have a victorious testimony, if you know there was nobody but the Lord that brought you through and you could not have done what you've done without him, I want to interview you. I want you to contact us via email or call us at 757-404-1582. That's 757-404-1582. And share your story in order to help someone else, you know. Don't sit on your testimony. God did it for you, but he didn't just do it for you just for you to hold on to it. There's other people out here that is waiting to hear your story, waiting to hear how God brought you out of it as well. Well, today is the last day in May, May 31st to be exact. We are almost halfway through 2012. And I pray you've started working on your visions, your goals, your dreams. And if you haven't, you know what? It's not too late. You can continue and move on and start today. Start today. If you know you wanted to start that business or write that book or do something, I don't know what you want to do, but if you wanted to buy that dream home, start it today. Start putting that money away. Start writing that book. Start following your dreams. It's never too late. Never, ever, ever too late. Now, each week I come to you and I have an encouragement. I say something encouraging from a post or something that I read. And today it's going to be a post that I wrote on my Facebook page. I wrote, "I'm determined to make my dreams a reality. No time for lack, excuses, fear, distractions, or procrastination. I have been comfortable for far too long. Faith without works is dead. Now I must do my part and God will do the rest." You know, most times that means stepping out of our comfort zone and trusting in our Father for everything. Not just some things, but everything. Totally depending on him and not ourselves or people. And you know what? I say, God, I trust you. I've been trusting you this whole time, but I really need to step out the box and really, really trust you. You know, a lot of times we depend on that check that's coming in every 2 weeks or that check that's coming in once a month. And not really totally depending on God, but I'm going to step out the box and I'm going to trust you and I'm going to depend on you solely because so many things are in the way and in distracting us. And we need to be focused on what God has for us. And he only has it for us. What God has for you, it is for you. And what God has for me, it is for me. So, Lord, I trust you. I totally trust you and depend on you. All right, all right, all right. That's my daily motivation for today, daily encouragement. Let's talk about today's show. Today's show and the topic is giving the world a daily dose of determination with Melanie Benita. Now, she's a speaker, a dancer, a fitness instructor, a coach, and she is also the author of A Daily Dose of Determination, which was an Amazon bestseller. Welcome to the show, Melanie.
Hello, Nicole. How are you?
I am so very great. I am great, great, great. I am loving what I do and doing what I love. And I just want to talk with you. I'm so thankful that you are here today with me on the show to share what God has done for you. Now, I know a little bit about who you are. Can you tell our listeners who you really are?
Yes, ma'am. Awesome. I do want to say thank you also for having me. I greatly appreciate you and what you're doing for giving the people that need, you know, the motivation and need to hear the testimonies, for you just taking the time out to listen to the testimonies and making them available for the people. So I greatly appreciate that. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes, I will tell a little bit about myself and talk about the journey and what God has done. And like you said earlier, I was just listening to you and just excited because it's the truth. We cannot do it without Him. And once we have that understanding, there is nothing that will be impossible for us once we trust and believe that all things are possible through Christ Jesus, which saves us. So a little bit about myself is glory to God. I've had a very, very interesting journey in my life, but I just love God because no matter what, through it all, He has just truly, truly blessed me. I had my daughter when I was 16 years old, and, you know, some people think when you're 16 and you're a teenager and you have a child, you know, they're like, are you going to finish school? You know, I had some of my family members and some aunts ask me, was I going to finish school? And for me, that thought wasn't even an option. It was like, you know, absolutely, of course, you know,
right,
I was going to finish school, but I did. I had my daughter at a very young age, and at 16, and got married when I was 18, and separated when I was 19, and divorced when I was 20. So that was the beginning of a trying journey for me. You know, several years later, was diagnosed with arthritis in both my knees and was in 3 major car accidents. So I went through a lot, not to mention being laid off 3 times within a 3-year period. Mm. So, I mean, you know, but with God, I tell you, you know, He has really, truly, truly transformed my life into being able to live my dream life, and I just help others live theirs too. So I'm excited about how God uses me and how even though my body, you know, I went through a lot of transition, how He still uses my body to minister to other people, you know, through my body, and how He just uses me no matter what the doctors say, no matter, you know, how my body used to feel sometimes. You know, He's a healer. He is a healer. So I just want to encourage anyone that has gone through anything, whether it's health challenges, whether it's being a single parent or having a, you know, being a teenage mom, I just want to encourage you that you can still live your dreams. You can still do whatever you want to do. You can still accomplish and achieve all that you want to achieve.
Yes, yes. Awesome, awesome. Now, Melanie, you did, like you mentioned earlier, you had a baby at 16, was married at 18, separated by 19, and divorced by 20. But despite the obstacles, you kicked statistics in the forehead, obtained 2 degrees, and purchased your first home by the young age of 27. How did you do it? How did you do it? We have so many complainers out here that say, woe is me, I can't do this, life is too hard, I got laid off. Look at all the things that are wrong. But you didn't do that. How did you accomplish what you accomplished?
Well, I would say, you know, even back then when I didn't even have a strong relationship with God, I would say that I had a sense of determination. It was this determination in me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, growing up, my mother has always been one of those positive, motivating people. She used to say, you know, things like, well, there's a will, there's a way. And, you know, no matter what, you know, it could be done. You can do it. You got to figure it out. And my mother always had what I consider MSI, multiple streams of income. So she taught me that, because my mother bought her first, you know, property when she was very young. And so I understood real estate and I understood the benefits. So it was just one of those things where, you know what, no matter what, if I have to work three jobs and go to school, and sometimes I even had to take my daughter to class with me and have her do her homework and sit in class, but I was determined to get it done. I couldn't use excuses. I would ask my professor, you know, is it okay if my daughter come to class with me because I don't have a babysitter tonight? You know, I had to do things that some
right.
people aren't willing to do. And I had a friend that was a single parent, and he used to make fun of me. I was like, are you still taking your daughter to school? Yes, but I'm getting my degree, and you're still making excuses why you can't.
Right, right, right. So you were determined, and you really, you were motivated, you were inspired to just move forward and do what was needed to be done. You didn't take any excuses, and you got a lot of that from your mother. Now, Melanie, you were also in several car accidents, and you had arthritis in both knees before the age of 30, and you are a dancer. Now, did you have to stop dancing for a long period of time?
I did not stop dancing for a long period of time because, I tell you, dancing frees me. I love to dance. When I move
great
my body, I mean, even when I was in the world before I started dancing for Jesus, I didn't drink, I didn't smoke, I didn't do, but I love to dance. So I would go to the club and I could dance all night. I said I could dance all night long and just really move and dance because it was something freeing about dancing for me. And so when those things happened after the first car accident, I sat down for a short period of time, but it was only because it was a requirement by the dance ministry that I was in. And so, believe it or not, even though I didn't dance at the church at the time because they wouldn't allow me to dance until I had a doctor's note. seriously, they didn't. They said, you know, we need you to, you know, wait till you have a doctor's note. And I'm thinking,
right, you were a liability.
They wanted to make sure, you know, I was okay and I didn't hurt myself. They wanted to make sure the doctor was going to release me. But you know what? In my basement, in my home, I still dance and dance and dance. I mean, there were Sundays even. I just didn't even want to get out of bed. But I would just have to put on my praise music and worship music, and I would just have to worship God because that was the only thing that would free my mind. That was the only thing that would keep me from being depressed. That was the only thing that would get me going because it was so freeing when I ministered through dance, when I danced. You know, when I danced before the Lord. So I had to. I mean, even though I couldn't dance with a dance ministry, I still had to dance, even if I had to crawl out of bed. Didn't even know the scripture back then when it says, praise fills the enemy. You know, praise silences the avenger. I understand now what praise did for me. So I tell people now, anytime they're going through something, anytime they feel the pressure coming up on them, they need to just have a praise party and just give God some praise. I don't care how you do it. They may not do it like I do. You know, I'm here, you know, praise God a different way and praise him through the dance. But I don't care how they do it. It's just they need to just praise him. It's Psalm 8:2. And, and it just talks about, you know, we have to praise, praise silences the avenger, and that's what people need to know, that they just need to praise God no matter what.
Yeah, and Melanie, just listening to you, it sounds like when you dance, it's so intimate, and it seems like, and I've never seen you dance before, but I've seen you, I've seen a couple of YouTube videos where you are doing the fitness, you are a fitness instructor, and you were doing that at different churches, but it seems like when you are praise dancing, it's intimate, it's just you and God, and it's just you worshiping. Is it like that when you're dancing? Do you close everyone else out and it's just you and him and it's that intimate time? And it could be in front of the entire church, but it's just you and him.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. It's funny that you said that because I ministered at an event, one of the speakers, he said that. He said it was just like you and God was in a room by yourself.
Yeah.
And you were just praising and worshiping him. Even though when I minister through dance, you know, other people are being set free, healed, and delivered. So I realize that it's not about me. But, yes, I am definitely fellowshipping with God, and I definitely, you know, it appears that way to some people. They have said that that's what it appears to be, that I'm just...
Yeah.
You know,
it sounds like, and it sounds like you're so passionate about it. So, and we all need to find what we are passionate about and what keeps us moving and what motivates us and inspires us. And when you dance, I think I read that when you dance, you feel no pain, even when with the arthritis and even after the accidents, when you would just dance and minister using your body, all that pain would go away.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. I feel
all right.
No pain when I dance. Yes. Like I said, my motto
awesome.
Is there is healing in your praise.
I'm going to have to come up there and watch you dance or something. You need to send me a video or something. I want to see you dance.
God be the glory.
Amen. Now, Melanie, Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show, is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. We don't just talk about the issues. We offer solutions. And I want you to take a few minutes, and I want you to minister to someone listening right now or will come back and listen to the archives that may have been through what you went through. They may be a teen mom, or they may have been laid off, and they may be suffering from arthritis. Whatever their situation is, they may be suffering in secret, not telling anyone about it, embarrassed, ashamed. Take some time and speak to them. Take about 2 minutes and just minister to them, Melanie.
Praise God. Wow.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, trust God in all that you do. No matter what your situation, no matter what your circumstances, if you just trust God and believe God and stand on his word and stand on his promises, you have to get in the word and get a scripture that applies to your situation. If you need a financial increase, there's tons of scriptures that dealing with financial increase and money and how he gives us a power to get wealth. If you need healing, there's tons of scripture that deals with healing in your body, like Isaiah 53:5. There's so many, there's an answer for every situation and every circumstance is in the Bible, in the Word of God. And I would tell that person to get scriptures that line up with whatever they're dealing with so that they could overcome that situation with the Word and increase their faith. This is faith come by hearing and hearing the Word of God. And I guarantee them if they get those scriptures in their spirit of whatever situation they're dealing with, it will help them deal with it more and help them deal with it better. And like I said earlier, in addition to getting that word, have a prayer life and commune with God and have a praise party like never before.
Amen, amen. That is good encouragement and good words. We do have Victoria Gwen in the chat room, and she has a question that we're going to pose to you when we come back. We're going to take a short break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about your Amazon best-selling book, A Daily Dose of Determination. So, listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back. Did he cheat and you don't know what you're going to do? Are you struggling with rebuilding trust? If not, then you know someone that is. So He Cheated, Now What? By Nicole Cleveland is one woman's personal testimony of overcoming an affair in her marriage, an affair that produced a child. No, it's not about catching a cheating spouse or 6 ways to get him back or 12 ways to find out if he's cheating. It's all about forgiveness and moving past the pain into her purpose. Visit SoHeCheated.com or call 757-404-1582.
Are you suffering in secret? Do you feel like you're alone and no one knows how you feel? The Bible says we overcome by the power of our testimony. The problem is no one is telling the real testimony. I have found a place that knows exactly how I feel. Real women with real issues sharing how they overcame, and so can you. Subscribe to Breathe Again Magazine today, www.breatheagainmagazine.com.
All right, all right. Thank you so much for holding and for us taking that short break. You are listening to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. I'm your host, Nicole Cleveland, and we are talking with Amazon best-selling author Melanie Bonita. She is the author of A Daily Dose of Determination. Melanie, are you still there?
I am still here, Nicole, and just excited to be on the show and just excited about what God is doing.
Amen, amen. I'm excited, too. Look, let's talk about your book, A Daily Dose of Determination. It looks like, let's see, we have a question in the chat room, and they said, what? Let's see. I love technology. Just love it, love it, love it. It says, let's see, Victoria Gwynn says, what moved you to become an author, and are there any other books in the works?
Absolutely. Praise God. I was actually not really moving towards being an author. It was truly a vision from God when I went before him and I was praying and seeking his face about another situation, and he gave me the vision to birth this book. It was in February last year. I remember it like it was yesterday. And so I obeyed God, and I went to work. The very next day, I fasted for 2 weeks. I fasted and prayed. And I tell you, I shut everything down. I fasted from the telephone. I fasted from, you know, social media. I just fasted and just got in the presence of the God and let him pour into me what exactly he wanted me to pour into his people. And, yes, there are several books. He actually gave me a vision for 33 books on that day. And they're all in the Daily Dose series. They're all 90-day daily devotionals. The next book, Daily Dose. Yes, ma'am. Yes, the next book is Daily Dose of Decisions to help people make better decisions in the future than they've made in their past, and that'll be released in August of this year, so I'm really excited about that.
I love it, love it, love it. 33 books, huh, Melanie?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, now you got some work to do.
Amen.
Now, why did you decide to go the Kindle route?
Well, you know what? Actually, I went both routes. I did, you know, I have a paperback and I have a Kindle, and I'm also going to be putting my book on audio, so it'll be available for Audible. I wanted to reach the masses, and I believe when you make it available for all types of sources, you know, you don't want to leave anybody out, so to speak, because some people don't read paperback books anymore. And I found a lot of more people read e-books and, you know, books for the Kindle, you know, on their iPad, on their cell phone. You know, more people, the younger people are more electronic. But I didn't want to leave any of the, you know, the seasoned people out either that don't read on the iPad or the Kindle. So I wanted to make sure it was going to be available to the masses.
Okay. And for people that don't know what a daily dose of determination is, and maybe they've been under a rock because how can they not know what it is because you are everywhere, what can people expect when purchasing?
Well, daily dose of determination will help you get more determined, dedicated, and driven to achieve your dream. It's a 90-day devotional, but I'm telling you, it's different from other 90-day devotionals, because most 90-day devotionals or any devotional will give you information. My book does not just give you information, but it gives you application. It gives you action steps so that you can go to the next dimension in your life using daily principles to get there.
Yeah. And every day you have something that's kind of kick-starting you to continue with your dreams, with your goals, and making something out of your life, really. I mean, I have it. I have purchased it as well. And it really is, it's a game changer. It really is a game changer. You have, let's see, you have the table of contents. You have determination to pray, time to take action, press to be blessed, eliminate excuses, procrastination, choices, renewing your mind, spend time studying. It's really a daily guide to living, really.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, who is it written for? Because some people will say, when I ask them, well, who is your book written for? They'll say, oh, everybody, everybody. It's written for everybody. Men, women, boys, girls, everybody. Who is your specific target, Melanie?
I would say people that are ready to really go to the next dimension in their lives, because everybody is not ready. Some people want to stay content. Some people want to stay right where they are. But there are a select few. There are some people that say, hey, you know, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of being in the same place. God gave me a vision 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, and I have not moved on it yet. I need something that's going to push me. And that's what the only dose of determination offer those people that are ready to be pushed. those people that are ready to read something and that's going to help them so that they can go to that next dimension.
Good. That's real good. Now, she just said it's not for everybody. If you want to stay where you are and you want to be content and you're all right with the 9-to-5 and you're okay with just having not enough or just enough, it's not for you. But for those that want more and for those that really want to walk in their purpose and their true calling and what God has for them, this book is for you, A Daily Dose of Determination. And you can go to MelanieBonita.com. That is M-E-L-A-N-I-E, Bonita, B-O-N-I-T-A.com. And you can learn all about Melanie, purchase the book, has the links to purchase the book, and even contact her in regards to coaching. I have one more question from the chat room, and it is, how can you inspire others to get started with the process of writing?
Wow. I would tell someone to start. Just like Nike says, just do it. If God put a book in you and if there's something in your belly, you know, you don't need to procrastinate. You don't need to wait. You don't need to ponder. You don't need to wonder. You need to just start writing. Start working on that process. Get on your computer, even if you got to write an hour a day. I have a friend that told me he had a book in him, and I tell you, he started writing. I mean, he didn't know, you know, okay, am I going to do this? Am I going to do that? Do I need to get a publisher? People start trying to figure all that other stuff out.
Right.
Start writing first. Just start writing. And I'm telling you, when you start writing, God will pour everything into place. Everything just started falling into place for him. So, I mean, you know, the people that you need to meet are going to come into your path. You know, things start happening when you start taking action on your own.
That's right. So I would just say start
writing, you know, write down the outline, write down the chapter titles or the table of contents, and really just start writing on whatever God put in you and pray and seek God's faith and watch things start falling into place.
Amen. That's good advice, good advice. Now, you offer coaching services too, Melanie. Talk a little bit about what you offer and who is your ideal client.
Yes, ma'am. What I offer, the first coaching program, the Daily Dose Coaching, our next session will be starting June the 25th. And in that session, you know, we'll have every night there's going to be an hour conference call every Monday night for 90 days. It's a 90-day process. We're actually going to be going through the book. And the ideal top client is really anyone who wants to go to the next dimension in their life. So I'm going to be, you know, the book is pretty small. It's going to give you a little bit of information. But God has shown me to really expound upon a lot of things that they could really, really, really do to catapult themselves just by changing and tweaking a little bit of things every day. So something that may take somebody a certain amount of time to get there. No, we want to do a quantum leap. We want them to get there a lot quicker by the information they will be getting by the Daily Dose Coaching Program. They can go to my website and register now at, like you said, MelanieBonita.com. And I mean, I challenge each and every person on the line on tonight that's ready to go to the next dimension. Go register today. You have to do something different if you want to get something different. If you want to stay in the same place, then you continue to do what you've been doing. But if you're really, really ready to go, sign up for the Daily Dose Coaching. Take action. Like I said, faith without works is dead. That's one option. It's very affordable. It's very, really, compared to a lot of coaching programs that I've seen, it's affordable so that you can really make that change and so that you can really make a difference in not only your life, but once you start walking in your purpose and really start doing what God has called you to do, you can start changing other people's lives. And that's what it's all about. I'm not really trying to coach people just to change their lives, but I want it to be a dimensional shift where those people that I'm coaching, once their life is changed, that they start changing other lives too.
Amen, amen. Pay it forward. And that is what we are supposed to be doing, helping one another's. Now, Melanie, you also teach people how to become Amazon best-selling authors. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I sure do. And I love it. I'm really, really passionate. You know, when I get information, I don't keep it to myself.
That's good.
I really am passionately and truly want to help other people. And that is one of the things I do. I have so many people ask, you know, well, how did you do it? And you know, it's not something I could share in a 10-minute conversation. You know,
right,
it's not
right.
something that's quick. And so God led me to put the workshop and the webinars together, and, you know, that's something they can get information about on my website also. And, you know, we the next one will be June the 19th for that, the next 30-day secrets to Amazon bestselling author. I've already helped so many authors already get to that point where they've made the Amazon bestselling list. And I'm anybody who really wants to do it, I'm willing to help them. They just need to put the practice, the principles that is being taught in that particular workshop that I teach. And, again, whatever I'm willing to do to help them go to the next dimension, whether it's in their authoring of their book, whether it's, you know, making their book a bestseller, that program will definitely help them. And I'm here and able, and I challenge all authors also, you know, go out, register today. Don't wait until the last minute to go ahead and get registered so that you can make a difference in your book and sell more books than you've ever sold before. And they could look at, you know, my book, my e-book now, it's been consistently on the Amazon bestseller list every day for the past 6 months.
Amen. Amen. That's a blessing. That is wonderful. And I'm glad that you are sharing it with others and you're not holding on to it. So to God be the glory. Melanie, that has been our time. I want you to give your contact information one more time, how the listeners can contact you, reach you, purchase your book, sign up for your coaching services. We want them to be connected with you. So if you could give your contact information, that would be great.
Sure. It's Melanie Bonita. That's www.melanieBonita.com. And then they can also email ask@melaniebonita.com. Again, they can go to the website and really just get all the information that they need so that they can go to the next dimension in their life. Make sure they download the book, Daily Dose of Determination, today on their iPad, their Kindle, you know, any electronic device, your cell phone, that you want to download it or get the paperback if you don't read e-books, and really start making a decision to make a shift and change your life and go to the next dimension today.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, it has been a pleasure interviewing you and having you as a guest. We're going to have you back, but I just want to take the time to say thank you for just stopping by Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. It has been a pleasure interviewing you, Melanie.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And, yes, I would love to come back and share with the audience again. So thanks again for having me. You be blessed. I pray that God continues to increase your magazine more and more and increase your radio show. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, listeners, you know what I do. I never say goodbye. I always say until next time. Make sure you share the show with somebody. If you were blessed by Melanie and her encouragement, she was very inspirational. She moved me, so I know she moved you as well. Share it with a friend. Share it with someone that needs to hear it and get determined to change their destiny, to change their life. Visit us online at breatheagainmagazine.org. And we never say goodbye. We always say until next time. God bless you and have a